This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi wa alhamdulillah. Bismillahi wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Just a quick little introduction as to exactly what this session will be focusing on. And inshallah, bidnillah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows and facilitates what these sessions going forward will be focused on. For many years, I had a very detailed series that went through kind of a deep study of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Siratul Nabawiyyah, the prophetic biography. Once that concluded, then the next kind of task that was assigned to me by my teachers, people like Mufti Muhammad Naim rahimahullahu ta'ala, and also through the consultation with colleagues and people here at Qalam, it seemed like that would be the next step, is to begin once again a very detailed, lengthy series that would go through the tafsir of the Quran, the exegesis, the explanation, the interpretation, the exploration of meaning within the Quran. So alhamdulillah, we started with that. This was probably in 2018 or 2019. And that continued through the end of 2020. Once we weren't able to do these sessions in person, they were continuing online. And we reached ayah number 152 of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is about a quarter of the way through the second juz. At that time, I had to stop for personal reasons. My father's health had become very challenging, and I needed to spare any time that I could in order to take care of him. He passed away last August. I only mentioned that to request your du'as in the month of Ramadan. May Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So since his passing, time is always kind of it's like a vacuum, and something fills it. So I wasn't able to find quite the time to be able to get back to it. But after a lot of the insistence of the team and community members, and my own desire to continue to fulfill, you know, the wishes of my teachers, my mentor, my father, etc., I was trying to get back to this, and the opportunity kind of presented itself. You know, Sheikh Mikael, Ustad Abdurrahman, they kind of said Ramadan is the ideal time to maybe do this. So inshallah, bidnillah, that's what we'll be doing here. In this particular series, we are discussing the tafsir of the Qur'an. The Qur'an is the book of Allah. It is the speech of Allah Himself. It is a sea without shores. So any verse, any word, any portion of the Qur'an is immensely beneficial. I know there's this desire to kind of study it systematically all the way through. The Surah Al-Fatiha and the first 152 verses of Surah Al-Baqarah can be found on the Qalam podcast for somebody who would like to follow through with that. Just a warning, it's probably about 200 hours long. But it's the Qur'an, it's not me, it's the Qur'an, all right? But nonetheless, I am going to pick up from where we left off. However, I do want to still emphasize that anything you study from anywhere in the Qur'an at any point is always going to be profoundly beneficial. So we'll begin with ayah number 153. I know that Salatul Isha is soon. We're going to pray on time, inshallah, bidnillah. But just whatever we can, inshallah, get done, we'll start with that. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, ayah number 153 of Surah Al-Baqarah, O you who believe, seek aid and assistance through patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with those who practice patience. In this particular ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this resembles a verse that occurs earlier in Surah Al-Baqarah, and we spoke about it in detail and at length over there in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. But in this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He addresses and introduces this idea and this concept of how to seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is actually what we call a sababun nuzul that is mentioned for this particular verse in ayah, or this set of verses. And it's mentioned by some of the different scholars in the books of tafsir that nazalat hadhihi al-ayat fi qatla badr. These verses were revealed in regards to the Sahaba that were lost on the day of the Battle of Badr. On the day of the Battle of Badr, 14 Sahaba, 8 of them were from the Ansar, the Muslims of Medina, 6 of them were from the Muhajirun, the Muslims of Makkah who had migrated to Medina. And when they were lost, and that pain was felt collectively by the whole community of the loss of these individuals, even the Prophet ﷺ experienced and felt loss and pain on that day. The very first person to die in the battlefield of Badr from the side of the Muslims was the cousin of the Prophet ﷺ. And this was something very meaningful to the Prophet ﷺ because he had dealt with a lot of opposition from even within his own family. But this one particular cousin of the Prophet ﷺ, Ubaidah ibn al-Harith ibn Abd al-Muttalib, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he became Muslim. And he joined the Prophet ﷺ. And he made the hijrah from Makkah to Medina and stayed by the side of the Prophet ﷺ with loyalty. And so that was very meaningful to the Prophet ﷺ. In the beginning of the Battle of Badr, there was the Mubarazah. They would have kind of like a showdown between two groups. And that would begin the battle. And it was very strategic because if that went very severely one way or another, it could also just lead to the battle not occurring. And the three people that the Prophet ﷺ selected from the side of the Muslims, because the Quraysh demanded that they be from Quraysh, were Ali ibn Abi Talib, Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib, and Ubaidah ibn al-Harith, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. All three family members of the Prophet ﷺ. This is something very interesting. The Prophet ﷺ led by example. He didn't tell others to sacrifice where then he himself didn't sacrifice. He was the first and the foremost to sacrifice. And so when he sends them out there, Ubaidah ibn al-Harith is struck by the enemy, the person that he's facing off against, and it's a fatal blow, and they bring his body, Ali and Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, they bring his body, he's still alive, bleeding out, they bring him to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sits down on the ground, he takes Ubaidah in his lap, like his head, he holds it in his lap, and the Sahaba say they saw the tears of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam falling on Ubaidah, as the Prophet ﷺ comforted him as Ubaidah breathed his last. So when they suffered like this and they were feeling that pain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse that, O you who believe, seek the help and the strength and the assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through patience and prayer. Through patience and prayer. And Sahal bin Abdullah al-Tustari, he says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that glad tidings to the patient, sara sabru aishan, he says that the people who learn to practice patience becomes a source of nourishment for their soul. That the more they practice patience, the stronger their soul becomes. Alamatul rida wa sukun al-qalbi bima warada ala nafsi min al-makruhati wal-mahbubat. That patience is a sign of a person being pleased with Allah And patience is a sign that the person has achieved tranquility of the heart, that no matter what happens to them in life, whether it is favorable or unfavorable, but that their soul is at peace and they have found calmness. They say that, what is patience? What is the definition of patience? Well, the definition of patience, something we've talked about in a previous session, patience comes from the literal meaning of tying something down, restraining something, controlling oneself, being able to manage yourself. In one book of tafsir, it says, As-sabru tarku shikwa. Imam al-Qurtubi mentions, sabr, patience, is when you gain the ability, you develop the ability to not lash out and complain. That if you can learn to not, your first reaction is to not just lash out and complain, you have learned patience. As-sabru huwa al-isti'anatu billahi ta'ala. Patience is that you are feeling pain, you are going through difficulty, but turn that pain and difficulty in your supplication to Allah. Redirect all that energy into your dua to Allah. That act right there is the very essence of patience. In another, Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah ta'ala also mentions, As-sabru hadduhu alla ta'tarida ala taqdeer. The definition of patience is that you do not object to the decree of Allah. Oh Allah, why? Why me? Why did you do this? Why did this have to happen? Why does it always happen this way? Why does it always have to be me? فَأَمَّا إِظْهَارُ الْبَلْوَى عَلَى غَيْرِ وَجْهِ الشَّكْوَى فَلَا يُنَافِيَ الصَّبْرِ. But if you can redirect that energy to begging and pleading before Allah and saying, oh Allah, help me. Oh Allah, I'm struggling. Oh Allah, I need your help. Oh Allah, I can succeed, but only if you help me, oh Allah. He says, turning to Allah in this manner does not defy the meaning of sabr. And that's why Allah tells us in the story of the Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam, when Allah says about him, inna wajadnahu sabira, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we found him to always be patient. We found him to be extremely patient. Allah is saying that, but then Allah also tells us that Ayyub alayhi salam also said to Allah, anni massani ad-durru. Oh Allah, I am suffering. I am struggling. But rather than again object, complain, he is presenting his weakness before Allah and asking for Allah's help. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. And oh Allah, you are the most merciful of all of those capable of showing mercy. So again, that presenting our desperation before Allah does not contradict patience. Patience is more so, what contradicts the patience is when we start to complain and cry before Allah. Al-Qaffal, he mentions, لَيْسَ الصَّبْرُ أَلَّا يَجِدَ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَمَ الْمَكْرُوهُ. Patience is not that a person doesn't feel pain. No. لِأَنَّ ذَلِكَ غَيْرُ مُمْكِنُ. That's not possible. If you're a human being, you feel pain. If you're cut, you bleed. إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ هُوَ حَمْلُ النَّفْسِ عَلَىٰ تَرْكِ إِظْهَارِ الْجَزَعِ. Patience is that you are able to resist that urge to lash out, to scream out, to cry out, and you are able to resist that urge. فَإِذَا كَظَمَ الْحُزْنَ وَكَفَ النَّفْسَ عَنْ إِبْرَازِ آثَارِهِ كَانَ صَاحِبُهُ صَابِرًا. But if you can actually in that moment, and that's why the Prophet ﷺ in an authentic narration said, As-sabru inda sadmatil ula. Patience is in the very first instance. Because that's it right there. That's that moment. And if I can resist that immediate initial urge to lash out, and I can contain myself in that moment, then I will be truly defined as being patient. Wa in ظَهَرَ دَمْعُ عَيْنٍ أَوْ تَغَيِّرُ لَوْنٍ. Even if I am trying to contain myself while tears are streaking down my face and the color of my face is changing. I'm going pale. The tears are streaming down my face. But I am not lashing out. Like the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يُرْضِي رَبَّنَا. We only say that which is pleasing to our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we're able to practice this kind of patience, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala says, Allah says, what is the promise? إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah will be with them, meaning Allah's help will be with them. What does Allah say in Surah Al-Baqarah? فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah will take care of them because Allah is listening and Allah knows everything. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in Surah Maryam? Allah said, وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا هُدًى. The people who practice what they can in this moment, Allah will grant them the ability to practice so much more in the future. But if they do what they are capable of doing in this moment. So that's the initial kind of discussion on patience. So we're still in ayah number 153. I warned y'all, all right? This is the book of Allah, right? It never finishes, right? The study of the book of Allah is endless. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran the light of our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people and the companions of the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to practice and live by the guidance of the Quran. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We'll have the adhan and then we'll start Salatul Isha.